This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A gunman has killed at least 7 people and wounded 10 others in a synagogue on the outskirts of Jerusalem on Friday in an attack that heightened fears of a spiral in violence a day after the deadliest Israeli raid in the West Bank in years. Reuters' Rachel Faber has more.
At least 7 people were killed after a gunman opened fire at a Jerusalem synagogue on Friday evening. The latest attack amid rapidly escalating tensions between Palestinian militant groups and Israeli security forces. Police said the gunman arrived around 8:15 p.m. and opened fire, hitting a number of people before he was killed by police. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, which took place as worshippers gathered on the eve of the Jewish Sabbath.
That's Reuters Rachel Faber reporting. The attack comes after Palestinian Islamic Jihad launched nighttime rockets from the Gaza Strip into Israeli territory. Israel responded to the rocket fire with airstrikes into Gaza. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Friday he'll make a case to Congress to pass the George Floyd Act ahead of the release of a video in the death of Tyre Nichols while in police custody in Memphis, Tennessee, earlier this month. Biden also said he spoke with Nichols' mother to express his condolences and to thank her for her call for peaceful protests while acknowledging her enormous pain.
I told her I had some idea of what that loss was like and that although it's impossible to believe now, but time will come when his memory brings a smile before a tear.
Also on Friday, White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that the White House has been in coordination with relevant agencies to ensure that they are prepared if protests in Memphis turn violent. From Washington, this is VOA News. It's 2 more years for Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
The secret ballot vote at the GOP's National Committee's annual meeting in California was 111-51 for current Chair Ronna McDaniel. The election did highlight fierce internal divisions that threatened to plague the party into the next presidential season. While former President Donald Trump privately backed McDaniel, powerful forces from within his Make America Great Again movement lined up behind one of his attorneys, Harmeet Dhillon. Another candidate was MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. I'm Shelley Adler.
Iranian authorities have executed 55 people in the first 26 days of 2023. This according to Norway-based Iran Human Rights on Friday. The group added that the surging use of the death penalty aims to create fear as protests shake the country. Meanwhile, rights group Amnesty International said 3 young people sentenced to death over protests, the youngest aged 18, had been subjected to what it called gruesome torture in detention. Some relatives of the victims in 2 Boeing 737 MAX crashes say they aren't ready to accept a 2-year-old settlement deal. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
The Boeing company pled not guilty to a criminal charge that it defrauded federal aviation regulators in a case involving 2 crashes of Boeing 737 MAX planes. Boeing thought it had settled the issue in a $2.5 billion deal with prosecutors, but relatives of some of the victims are challenging the settlement and spoke outside the courthouse in Fort Worth on Thursday. Colin Jorige, a Canadian born in Kenya, lost his wife, 3 small children, and mother-in-law in the second crash.
We know that they will find that the senior executives at Boeing perpetrated the fraud.
Audio courtesy WFAA. Investigations into the crashes pointed to problems with an automated flight control system that Boeing didn't overhaul until after the second crash. I'm Jennifer King.
Video posted on social media Friday showed extensive flooding and torrential rains in Auckland, New Zealand. A state of emergency was declared in New Zealand's biggest city on Friday as the extreme weather caused widespread flooding and evacuations, closing the city's airports and forcing organizers to cancel a scheduled concert by Elton John. Auckland's Mayor Wayne Brown declared a state of emergency due to the extent of the damage, displacement, and disruption caused by the weather and the need for response agencies to draw on more powers. Turkey has summoned the Danish ambassador and accused Denmark of endorsing a hate crime after an anti-Islam activist burned 2 copies of Islam's holy book, the Quran, in a 1-man protest in Copenhagen. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.